Peaceful Planet and another show. This is, you were listening to the music that we are featuring on our show, which is very special, being produced by Bob Murray, and you were listening to Prelude to Savannah, which is a song that's been inspired from The Other Side by George Harrison. And if we're very honored to produce this music each week on behalf of Bob Murray and his musical talents. Welcome to the Peaceful Planet Show. This is Saturday, and we're celebrating the summer solstice. We were planning to have a very special guest, David Lewis, who has some very interesting work, but we were not able to reach him. And so we apologize to our listeners, and especially those that were counting on hearing more about him. But at the same time, I've decided to open up my lines to do some readings for people, and I haven't done readings in a long time on air, but I've, as many of you know, I'm a gifted intuitive, and I work with the Ascended Masters and the guides. And if you have a particular question today, I would like to hear from you, and I would like you to phrase your question in such a way that it's specific information so that I may access the Akashic records or the, you know, the records for you, and easily work with your question rather than just kind of, you know, surfing around, as it were. So, do we have a caller on the line, Don?
Yes.
Oh, we do have a caller. Wonderful. And what is your name?
My name is Renee.
Renee?
Yes.
Renee, how nice of you to join us today.
How nice of you to have me.
I'm delighted to have you. And how may I help you? What is your question for today?
Okay. One question is, I sense that I might have mold because I had some water flooding from a hot water heater for a couple of days, and since then got the hot water heater put in. And also, I was cleaning down the basement and cleaning the garage, recycling and packing things up, and I wasn't sure if I could leave boxes down there in the garage because I think it's more from the basement. Do I need to clean it? What do you get on if I have mold or it's just I just need to clean?
Mm-hmm. You've been experiencing some of this recent flooding in the Midwest then, correct?
Oh, no, it's not flooding. It's a hot water heater flooding.
Oh, your hot water heater.
It flooded,
I couldn't hear
you. Then there was water damage. So I was checking to see if there's mold if I have to get something done, and if I can still keep my things there, or somebody had, a friend of mine had said, well, s'mores could get in, you might have to get rid of everything. I feel washing clothes.
Well, let me ask you a real practical question. Have you gone down into the basement and smelled anything? Because I'm getting a yes that you have a mold problem, but you have to be practical too. Have you gone down there to check things out?
I went down there because I'm cleaning up. I mean, it just smells musty and dusty because I haven't cleaned it for a little while, and I was
all
cleaning out
there. All that smell. I'm getting that you probably do have a little bit of it, but my practical advice to you would be to go down and look at everything, and if you can't see, you know, make sure it's drained out first, you know, and all that, and then just go down there and check everything out and see if you see it on the walls, you know. But my feeling, and this is my intuitive part of me, is saying that, yes, you do have a little problem with it, but nothing a little disinfectant can't take care of. I don't think it's like a toxic mold situation like can happen when people have terrible flooding and that sort of thing can ruin a house. I don't see that happening for you.
That's what I thought. And intuitive, you don't think any s'mores or what?
No, intuitively, I'm feeling that all you need to do is just get your disinfectant down there and scrub it out, and I don't see that you have a permanent mold problem or damage like you would maybe see with some serious flooding where people, the mold gets in the house and then they have this thing called toxic mold. You don't have that, no.
That's
I think
what
it's gonna
I thought.
Be good.
My
is there anything
is
else,
here.
Renee, that I can help you with?
Yeah, I'm going to be traveling in the summer. I'm working on healing my health, so I'm just hoping you say that it's going to be improving because I feel it is. And I'll have, you know, what do you think interesting things will happen in my travels? Because I'm going to be traveling more like the latter part of July throughout different times in August, and then I'm planning on seeing what's going on in September on.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm getting a feeling that maybe you're going west. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, one of the trips is west, and I like
west, because I was seeing some mountains and lakes. Oh, I think you're just going to be coming into some very pristine beauty that's going to help you completely. The guides are saying you're going to be completely relaxed, and it's going to be like returning to paradise. That's the word they're giving me.
Oh,
so you're going to have a great time. And they're saying, too, to bring your spiritual books and all of that good reading along, too. Are any of these going to be conferences on spirituality, by chance?
One is going to be things for the future, and another one is going to be on spirituality.
I knew it. Okay. No wonder I'm getting such a good vibe on that. Hey, you have a great time. Is there anything else I can help you with before we sign off?
Yeah, are there any other things that you see that I don't know about for trips that I'm supposed to learn, different things that I probably knew them in the past life, but I don't remember them yet?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working to open up more, and I know I am little by little, but not enough yet, so I like to know where, and there's men in my future because I'm single. So anything you can tell would be helpful. Because
all right. Thank you. Just a moment while I go within here. Well, I'm being led to mention that I'm going to be doing a conference call with the Ascended Masters, and in that call I'm going to be doing some teaching on how to connect safely to spirit. So, Renee, I would invite you to come on that as a learning tool, you know, and I'll be sending that out in email notice, so if you want to send me an email, I'll give you my email. And this goes for all you listeners out there, too.
Would I be able to give the gentleman either my phone number or take your phone number? Because I don't have a computer or email or anything right now.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Just give the gentleman, Don, our producer, your home phone. You don't have to say it on air. That would not be a good idea.
Yeah,
so we'll just have you give that to him, and you can connect with me that way. Let me look into anything else that I'm not in the next 6 months seeing a romance, because I think spirit and the angels are wanting to work with you in these different workshops that you're going to be going to, and you're going to be getting some training, and they would like you to work on that, and then I think that is going to somehow connect you to a possible love a little bit later on, but I'm not seeing it immediately. I'm seeing it like a little bit later because you have some spiritual growth issues that you need to address first.
Yes, and some health issues. I was I had a vision. I went to a workshop in 2003, and after I saw the person that had it, and then I had visions a couple weeks later, and then about that person and myself, and then the next year. And then I said, I don't want the visions, I want the real thing. Is that person, I feel we're going to be friends, but could that lead to a good relationship romantically, or will they grow as a person when they meet me? Because they still have to grow as a person.
Okay, so I'm not sure exactly what the question is. You had a vision of a man? Is this someone you've met?
I know who it is.
Oh, you
and
know
I had a vision after, which I wasn't even thinking about that.
I see, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've had things like that happen where you get a premonition.
Yeah, that's what it was, because I get visions. And since I said I don't want those visions anymore because I wanted to see the real thing, but I didn't get better in time to meet him in time, now we have to get, he has to go through some things first,
yeah.
And then we'll make friends, and then we'll meet, because I'm not ready for romance totally. But I'm looking to see could that lead, because he has to grow in some ways that I don't. I have to grow in other ways that he doesn't.
Exactly. I'm seeing a romance, but I'm not seeing it right away because both of you have issues that need to be addressed first. There's like this business at hand that Spirit's telling me
right.
for you. So, but you have a wonderful gift. Spirit is telling me that you have the gift of intuition, like, and that you should begin some steps in terms of refining it and not turn it off and not say you want the reality rather than the vision, because as you know, we make our reality and our reality is based on our vision. So sometimes we are given this gift of precognition, and it's a wonderful tool and it's a divine gift. So never deny the source of your gift. Never deny God.
Will they give it back to me? Because I miss it. I haven't had it since.
Oh, yeah, because you denied it. And it's not saying that that was a bad thing to do. It's understandable, very human, to say, I want the real thing. I don't want this vision stuff, you know, because I'm a visionary and I see with my inner eye and hear with my inner ear. I don't actually hear or see things, you know. But I'm given information from higher realms, and we all have that ability. We just have to learn to refine it a little bit. So when you said to the universe, I don't want that anymore, the universe responded by going, okay, well, that's gone, you know. So, I mean, yes, Renee, but you have to invite that in. And one thing I would invite you to do is do your morning meditation or your evening meditation whenever there's a good time for you. And welcome your gift of intuition back into your life and connect with me on the conference calls with the masters that I'm going to be setting up this month or into next month. And maybe, you know, we can get that going again for you, because I'm being told that you do have the gift of intuition. So that you don't want to forget about that. That's very important in your life.
Yeah, I missed it because it did show me a lot of things that could happen. And some things that did happen, so that I don't want to lose it because it was on target. And I said,
yeah.
Oh, you have to come back. That's not right.
Well, you know, things do change. Even if we get something in our intuition, we have free will. And, you know, our timelines of possibilities are always changing because we're always making the slightest adjustments in our lives, which can mean that our free will choice, when you have the vision of this man, for instance, I think that that's a true vision, and I think that's a true precognition. But again, you want to reconnect with this because these times are more trying than most, and there are many things coming up for humanity, including earth changes, including important locations and being able to tune into Mother Earth and that kind of thing. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that and give a message to our audience after we say goodbye. I hope I've given you some clarity and some insight today. It was surely a nice pleasure to hear you on the phone.
It was a nice pleasure to you, to hear you too. You sound
and
very
I wish
nice.
You luck on your travels. They're going to be so magnificent. You have a great time and call me again sometime.
I will. Thank you
All right.
so much.
Thank you for listening to The Peaceful Planet.
God bless.
God bless you too, Renee. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Okay. And I'm doing a special show. I'm going to be reading some of the messages from the Masters and also taking your calls. Now, I'd like to open our phone lines, and my number is 877-876-5227, toll-free in America, and 888-810-8322. And while we're waiting on a call, I'd like to read to you a message that was delivered to me by some Masters in 07. And now and then I go back over my messages and I talk about the Masters from the Angels and the Ascended Masters on this program because we have a spiritual hierarchy that is guiding the planet towards this eventual spiritual awakening that some refer to as ascension. And along with this are some things that are uncomfortable, and we're seeing a lot of earth changes. We've seen the terrible flooding in the Midwest for the last couple of weeks. I'm in the Midwest. We don't have any flooding here, but my thoughts and prayers go out to those of you that may be affected by that right now. As well, I've been getting steady information from the archangels and the heavenly hosts and the Elohim. These are high-level angelic groups that I work with. And I wanted to read to you a message that was given last year that was read on my show and read it again because I think it's important. There's some teaching information here in the message that I think all of us can still benefit from. And I think you'll also begin to see the veracity of what we call channeling or the truth of channeling. So this is a message from the Earth Guardians, and this was delivered in 07, and it was channeled by me, and this is the start of it. We come to you today to speak of change. The Earth is changing her mantle and crust, and the plates are shifting. Oil and its effect are indeed ruining your planet Earth at this time. With whom do I speak? We are the collective of ancient and ascended ones, sometimes referred to as the creator gods, the Elohim. We are the guardians of Earth, those angels and higher who work with the divine creator in the cosmic center. We come to warn those who hear you on your show to learn to tune in to Holy Mother Earth to know where safe places will be in the coming year. Marcia, I'm not sure I'm good at that. Advise me and my audience how to do this. Center, breathe, and call upon God and your personal I Am presence. Ask and receive our presence and love. Cast out doubt and begin a journal. Breathe an in-breath of love. Exhale negative thoughts. Cleanse inside and be ready to receive. We will not reveal a location. That is too difficult. In the course of time, some locations will be hit and others safe. So store up food and water or a way to clean water, your herbs and medicines enough for one season. Share with those already afflicted by storms. Look to using alternative sources of energy now and do not wait until the oil runs out. Walk instead of driving and find meaning in family and friends. Form community of like minds. We are the Elohim, the holy creators with divine creator. We leave you in peace and blessing. Adonai, praise God. So I'd like to elaborate on some of the things in the message that they're advising. They're saying to tune in to Mother Earth. And for those of you that that do meditation, it's going to be a little more natural for you to tune in to the vibrations of the Earth. But I think we've seen in the last year quite a bit of this prophecy coming true with some of the tragic events that have happened. And while my message is not on fear, it is on practical advice for all of us. And I've been practicing just tuning into Mother Earth. It's a little different than tuning into Spirit and the guides, because when I tune into Spirit, I raise up my consciousness in prayer. And when you tune into the Earth, it's almost like you have to direct your energy through your feet and actually kind of listen with your whole body. Now, any of you that observe animals or have animals, you know that they know automatically what to do and will, and they have that honing device that warns them. And somehow we humans, that was removed, with the fall of man back in Atlantis. And we don't always have those extra dimensional abilities without a little bit of practice. So, I just want to say to my listening audience that you should not be in a place of fear. If you are in one of these places affected by these disasters, we know that we can mitigate this by working together and by helping one another. And, you know, we are thinking of the people so affected by these terrible storms and the losses, etc. As well, the more that you go into meditation, the more you're going to be able to receive important information should your area be in danger. I know we recently had an earthquake here. I live near the Madrid fault line, and that is near St. Louis, and I awoke in the middle of the night, and literally the whole house was shaking, and it was just amazing. I mean, we are in very extraordinary times. But that being said, the practical advice here is to store up food and water and a way to clean water. Now, I know that the Red Cross has water cleaning kits that you can get. I've meant to get one for years and years, and now I think I'm just going to go ahead and do it and have it around the house. What's the harm? And the other thing to keep in mind, too, is just sort of have your emergency kits ready, something where you can grab all your IDs and papers and make a quick run should you be so affected by some of the severe storms here in America or other things that can happen. So I asked the guides a while ago whether there would be any other problems with the situation with the San Madrid fault line. And they said no, that they thought that there might be more rumblings, but they said they didn't feel that any major earthquake would strike. But it is tragic what happened in China recently and in Myanmar and some of these other places around the world. And I want to encourage, of course, our listeners to make their donations to the Red Cross and do what you can for others, of course. So those are some little bits of advice from me through this message. And I'd like to, again, open up phone lines. And if you have a question that you'd like to ask, I'm tuned into Spirit today. I'm ready to receive guidance and information. Please give us a call at 877-876-5227. That's America. And toll free in Canada, 888-810-8322. And I want to encourage you to also visit my website at dianaspeakstotheworld.com. And that on the website, you can sign up for a reading. You can purchase artwork that's inspired by Princess Diana. And I'm going to be looking through my messages and sharing other messages and other music. If we don't have any callers, I will play some music for a while. How about, let me see here, how about Radical Dolphin mix?
Radical Dolphin swimming the seas, know something's up. Feels it's true, living in the pool of missionary waters. Radical dolphins feeling something new, about to be born.
Okay, we're back, and you were listening to the Radical Dolphin Mix, which the lyrics were written by myself, and it was performed by our own Chris Morris, who used to host his own show here on BBS. And then the music is being written by Bob Murray. And Radical Dolphin is a composition that was channeled in from John Lennon from the other side through Bob. He originally somehow hears the music, and he's synthesizing it through a band-in-the-box kind of apparatus. And then Chris took the music and put my lyrics. I'm listening to Bob's music and getting lyrics from John and those on the other side and writing it down. And if you heard those lyrics, I'm sure you realize that they're just absolutely wonderful and nothing that I could ever dream up. So we're proud to present this unique music to you each Saturday on the Peaceful Planet. And I would like to again remind our listeners that if they are wanting a reading, today is the day. We are celebrating the summer solstice, the day when the sun is its longest, and I hope you guys are taking time to get out there and enjoy the fun in the sun, whether it's sunbathing, whether you're into swimming or surfing or whatever you do. I hope you're out there enjoying it, because it is a wonderful day here in the Midwest. And so we're taking readings and calls at 877-876-5227. And toll-free Canada is 888-810-8322. Do you have a question about your spiritual growth or a question about your personal life that you would like to have some help with? Please give me a call. And if we don't have any callers at the moment, I'll continue on with some of my messages from the Heavenly Host. This is another one concerning Earth changes. And all right, we'll go ahead with this. This is a timely message from Ra and the Heavenly Host. And this is about the earthquake that we recently experienced here in the Midwest on the Madrid Fault Line, the new Madrid Fault Line. I wish to ask about the earthquake last night and today. It was quaking, and as I was typing my invitation to the spiritual study group, wow, I have had warnings from Archangel Michael about this very thing. The Heavenly Host, we will address your concerns one at a time. We are the collective of the Heavenly Host and Ra. Greetings in the name of the one infinite creator God. Praise Adonai. The inhabitants of Earth will continue to experience the expression of beloved Mother Earth as she quakes and trembles, and the Earth changes will be fetched with some inconvenience to the dwellers of third density Earth. That is a rather general statement we do recognize. We wish to assure the readers and those of Marcia's listening audience that although another quake in the area of the New Madrid Fault Line may come, we do not at this point expect it to cause major loss of life for all the inhabitants of the region of the Midwest of the United States. This being said, there are always the movements of plates, to some extent unpredictable, and the thrust of these underground movements as experienced is somewhat traumatic, even if no loss of life occurs. You are all walking on shaking ground, and that, my dear friend, is not a comforting experience for the dwellers of the third density. There will be cleansings many up until the appointed hour of ascension, and Earth must be able to cleanse herself of the great negativity that mankind has perpetrated in order to restore her original vibration of that of pristine paradise. As the fourth dimension nears its appointed arrival, then these experiences will unfortunately become more pervasive. Human consciousness and prayer can do much to ease the situations that seem fearful, and in the event of any major cataclysmic event, all members of the said meditation group and those who read this and hear this must learn to go within to hear the vibrations of Mother Earth in her birthing process. All who are ascending will not be hurt and will be remaining on Earth to ascend directly will ascend directly with the body of Mother Earth as she reaches her appointed hour of ascension. May peace be upon you today. We are here when you call upon us for direction. This is Ra, Adonai, praise God. So, very interesting message. Again, this was delivered about a month ago, and it is concerning the Midwestern section of the United States. And So while we have had all these issues with flooding, we do not apparently anticipate at this point anyway, through the direction of Heavenly Host, more of these possible earthquakes. So that is good news. And we were talking about making preparation and that sort of thing, and I covered that already. So I'm going to look around through my messages here and see if there are other messages that would be fun to read. Those are a little on the serious side. And I think while I'm looking for my messages, I think we'll play some more music here. Don, I wonder if you could play Peaceful Planet mix for us. Don is with us here. We're having quite a day here. Don, are you with us? Well, he must have stepped aside. Okay. Let me put out the number again if you'd like to call in for your reading at 877-876-5227. And in Canada, 888-810-8322. Please feel free to give me a call. We're here to take your calls, and as soon as I can get Don back on, we'll play a little music if we don't have a caller at the moment. Okay, well, I'd like to mention my book for those of you that still haven't ordered a copy. With Love from Diana, Queen of Hearts, is a book that I wrote a couple years back. It is all about creating world peace in the Middle East, and these are messages from Princess Diana, Jesus, and Mother Teresa on what we need to do to bring world peace to our world. And I'm going to flip through the book. I want to mention that the book is on sale to bring world peace to our world for 2008, and I was told a while ago that we would be achieving world peace, and that the world would begin to transform to peace in 2008. So if we don't have any callers at the moment, then I'd like to go ahead and read from the book and encourage you to go and get a copy of the book while it's still on sale for just $13 at DianaSpeaksToTheWorld.com. I also have inspirational artwork of Princess Di there. So, speaking of Princess Diana then, she is the primary person that I began my channeling efforts with. Okay, and as soon as we finish the message, then we will listen to some more music. My work with Diana involves her diplomatic solutions for suggestions for what we might do in the Middle East to prevent future terrorism. So in that sense, it's a very important message, and her words have gone around to the world to various diplomats that knew her in life, and they were very receptive and open to her messages from spirit, believe it or not. And I've had communications with many of the same people that she knew in life, though I'm not giving out any names. And I'd like to read a very special message from Princess Diana about how she wishes to be remembered as the people's princess. Remember that her birthday is coming up July the 1st, and then the anniversary of her death will be the 31st of August. And I'm going to read some excerpts from these messages. The title of this message is, I Truly Wish to Be Remembered as the People's Princess. Marcia, Di, it's me. I'm here to listen to your voice and be your voice if there's anything you wish to say. Diana, darling, that is indeed excellent and most kind, for there is much to comment on with regards to both the program you watched last night and with regard to world affairs. We send our deepest sympathies to those recent victims of terror in Spain who lost lives or loved ones on the train. This latest round of terror from extremist groups is unconscionable, and they must stop it at once. We wish there were another way other than terror, for the world has grown dark with hatreds and acts of senseless violence. As an ascended master, I am here to guide humanity towards great understanding and tolerance amongst peoples not like you. So we ask again that no violence be done against innocent civilians anywhere. And now I wish to briefly comment on Andrew Morton's appearance on the television program. As I have previously stated, I have always adored Andrew and feel that he brought the truth out about my marriage and unhappy life while amongst the royal family. But that isn't what I would want to be remembered for any longer, quite the contrary. I wish to be a fragrance in each heart and a blessing to all and any who call upon me for help as Queen of People's Hearts. It was my intention, even whilst on earth, to be of greater service, such as in my humanitarian campaign against landmines. And so, while I am pleased to have my image brought forth once more, it is with some sadness that others focus on issues that are now long resolved. For I was only highlighting a cause, as I am now in this marvelous light work in my book with you. I was a light worker for Earth, and that is how I truly wish to be remembered and known, as the people's princess. I hope this clarifies the issues surrounding my life and the purpose, and helps people everywhere be clearer on my life. My life, however short, has helped a great many, and I am working so hard for humanity now to end wars and religious wars. My life, as Diana, was like superstardom, even in my personal tragedy, such as my divorce and death. But still, I wish people to look to my life, not in the tabloids for its meaning, but in the truth of my life and its purpose, which was to learn to reach out and love the unloved, the leper, and those suffering of AIDS, and those who simply needed my smile. Indeed, I learned early to smile for the public, and it was a trait that many came to feel the depth of my loving presence. As well, I want everyone to know that I am Queen of Hearts still, and they may look to me for help and answers to whatever dilemma they might find themselves in. For in my role here, I help a great many to come to terms with their deaths and with issues that surrounded their lives. As you well know, so much controversy still surrounds my life and always will. It is my hope that many more will know of my piecework from the afterlife for mankind, thereby continuing my causes, as I am forever, Diana, Queen of Hearts. I am doing this work to assist mankind to come to terms with the current issues and thereby help the children as well to make a better world. I ask all to pray for peace, for the world has grown dark. I am forever your consolation in a troubled time, Diana, Princess of Peace. So, what a wonderful message from the late Diana, and that really gives you a small idea of the work that she is doing in this book for peace, and it is titled With Love from Diana, Queen of Hearts, and you can find it on sale for World Peace in 208 at dianaspeakstotheworld.com. And I am going to call for some music again. Don, are you with us? We seem to have a Don in and out today. So if not, I will look to some other messages and also put out our toll-free phone line for you. I'm at 877-876-5227. And that's America. And then in Canada, we're at 888-810-8322. Please give me a call if there is a question that you would like to ask. I'm doing readings all day today. And I hope you're having a great day.